Chapter 7. Very early the next morning, Sarah looked into my room. "I'm glad you're awake," she said. "We've run out of milk for Charlie's breakfast, so I'm popping down to the shop before he wakes up. 2 minutes. Do you want to come?" It was raining, so we went in Sarah's car. The windscreen wipers squeaked across the glass. Sarah chewed her lip between her teeth. "Look," she said, "Lawrence staying overnight. I realize it must look a bit sudden, so I wanted to have this chat with you. I just wanted you to understand." I laughed. Sarah was surprised and she looked across at me. "It is not hard to understand," I said. "We are all trying to be happy in this world. I am happy because I do not think the men will come to kill me today. You are happy because you can make your own choices. And Lawrence is your choice, right?" Sarah laughed and shook her head while she stared through the rain. "Well," she said, "that was a lot easier than I thought it would be." I smiled. It was good to see her laughing like this. I said to her, "I do not think you are wrong for living the life you were born in. A dog must be a dog, and a wolf must be a wolf. That is the proverb in my country." "That's beautiful," said Sarah. "Actually, that is not the proverb in my country."
"No?"
"No. Why would we have a proverb with wolves in it? We have 200 proverbs about monkeys, 300 about cassava. We talk about what we know. But I have noticed in your country, I can say anything so long as I say, 'That is the proverb in my country.' Then people will nod their heads and look very serious." Sarah laughed again. "That is a good trick," she said. "Isn't that what you say, Bee?" I smiled. Happiness for Sarah was a long future where she could live the life of her choice. A dog must be a dog, and a wolf must be a wolf, and a bee must be a bee. And when they run out of milk, all God's creatures must go to the shop. Sarah looked across at me from the driving seat. "Bless you for understanding," she said. I understood, but Sarah's happiness and Sarah's future are more things I would have to explain to the girls from back home.